This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do want you part of the process. I do want you involved in, I'm going to start off livid. Now, head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. For those of you that are on the left, okay, for those of you who are left-leaning, for those of you, you may not be able to take this segment. Because I'm just going to spew it out there because I'm so tired of seeing the hate. I'm so tired of the hypocrisy. You know, first of all, we're Americans first. We're not Democrats. We're not Republicans. We're not independents. We're not the colonial states. We are Americans first. Now, I know that looks different to different people, which is why we have different parties and such. I get it. It makes sense. But don't you think it's a little hypocritical? Let me tell you what. Let me be distasteful for a second. Not that I'm not always, but how can you, and I know some of you guys out there, how can you be slapping and beating your wife and telling her how much you love her? Right? How do you mistreat the woman that God gave you, the woman you're supposed to be taking care of, and you tell her how much you love her? Unless now punching somebody in the face and slapping somebody around is a form of love. I don't know. Maybe I'm backwards and weird like that. I don't know. And then I just saw a woman's march, right, with a love Trump's hate sign and how hateful and nasty we Republicans, we conservatives are. And then I watched what happened at the president's speech. Yeah, the president. You guys lectured me for 8 years. You lectured me, right? On how I'm supposed to act and how I'm supposed to respect the seat of the president, right? Didn't you do that to me? 8 years you did it to me. Or 7 years. You did it to every Republican on how, didn't matter whether you liked Barack Obama or not, you were supposed to respect the seat, but you don't do the same thing. Right? You don't do the same thing. Remember something? Half of the votes that went down in this country went down for President Donald Trump, whether you like it or not. And you can think that they're all racist and they're all homophobic and they're all everything. Shows you what a small world you live in. So I had to put up with these love Trump hate sign all over the place, right? So I look at that stuff, and I know you believe it. You wouldn't be out there protesting in, 20 below weather if you didn't believe it. Either that or you're brain dead. And I saw nothing but hate from the left last night. Hate and disdain. And then to add insult to injury, our prayers go out, our hearts go out to the people that were injured and lives that were lost today in that train accident. And we don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat, because you know why? At that point in time, when you're laying there on the ground, you need help, you're a human being who needs help. And California Congressman Steve Knight's wife, Lily Knight, because they were on the train together. Yeah, I know, it was a Republican train. Think of all the Republicans you could have wiped out if that thing actually worked the right way. She ran out to help out some of the people that were injured. And her first question wasn't, where does it hurt? Her first question is, who did you vote for in the last election? Because that's what Republicans do, you know. No, her first question was, where does it hurt? How can I help you? All right? She's a nurse. This is what she trains for. I wonder if it was the other way around, what would happen? Now, again, you know I'm not pounding on the rank and file, if you would. Liberal author Jonathan Tassini celebrated today the fatal GOP train accident. What was his comment? You love Trump's hate people? What was his comment? I don't see you denouncing it. His comment was, God's working hard today. He's an idiot because, you know, really, God wants to get rid of him. Really, that's the way he has to do it? Seriously? Author of self-proclaimed CNN talking head Jonathan Tassini took to Twitter on Wednesday to declare that God is working hard today to clean up the stink because a train of goobers slammed into a dump truck. Moments after the news broke, GOP lawmakers were in a collision that resulted in at least one death. Now, a train carrying a member of Congress to a Republican retreat in West Virginia hit that truck. That's the same morning that the South Carolina Republican Representative Trey Gowdy announced that he's retiring from Congress. Tassini, who penned a column for CNN, I guess midway through January, decided the two stories were the result of God ridding Washington, D.C. of his political opponents. He said, wow, a train full of goop. I don't even know what a gooper is. Oh, GOPers. Well, why don't you do GOP, you idiot? Hit a truck. God's working hard today to clean up the stink. Thank her. See that? You see what he did? You see what he did there? Thank her for Trey Gowdy leaving and the train wreck. He has since deleted it. Right? It's just amazing. As a matter of fact, the funny thing about it is, drain the swamp. Who's created most of the issues over the last 8 years? Who actually drove a wedge and created a bigger divide in this country with racism? Think of all the blacks that voted for Trump because they were done with the Democrat Party. You guys are doing your own damage. What you did last night, to me, was glorious. And I only say that because you shot yourself in the foot. My family, Massachusetts Democrats, are lifelong Democrats, are nauseated by this. No, not the Republicans. What you guys did last night. And then you send Joe Kennedy out. The epitome, in your words, not mine, but the epitome of somebody who has white privilege, to come out and talk about how bad white privilege is. It's okay, Joe. You got a lot of money. Give it up. Give it to all those groups that don't have the money. Give it to all those groups you want to help. And when you run out of your money, then you can come after ours. Then you would be being honest and true. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little while. Yeah, I got more. I'm fired up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Yes, you're right. The Republicans were pretty much dancing around partying last night. And you know what? The funny thing about it was, guys like me, we weren't partying because Trump stuck it to somebody in the eye or whatever. There was so much more going on there last night you didn't see. What we were partying about is the stated demise of the Democratic Party. Now, not JFK's Democratic Party, because like I said earlier, by the way, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a lot going on up there. But you guys, the Democrats I know anyway, the ones who weren't all over Twitter today, the Democrats that I know are not necessarily happy with Donald Trump, but they're happy. It's really funny because they're happy with that their stocks are up 40%. Or 30%, whatever it was. right? They're happy that they've been given raises. They're happy that they're getting tax cuts. They're happy with all these. So you Dems that really feel like you're stealing, because that's what I heard from some of the rich Democrats, you know, we're stealing from the middle class. Well, then give your money back. Or maybe go to a neighborhood of middle-class people. You know, take what you would get back or what you would save or what you believe to be. And I told you, Joe Kennedy, the Kennedys, got lots of money. Start passing that out if you really feel what you say you believe. Seriously. It's amazing to me, the mindset that you guys have. You're quick with the words, but you're not so quick with the actions. You're quick to protest, but you're not so quick to help out those you're protesting about or protesting for. The Bernie Sanders surrogate, we were talking about this wonderful human being, liberal author Jonathan Tessini, who was actually celebrating the fatal GOP train accident, said God's working hard today to get rid of GOPers. Right? I guess that's that whole love Trump's hate thing. I guess that's what that is. Right? But this is not, just for clarity here, this is not JFK's Democrat Party. This is not the Democrat Party that I grew up in. And even a lot of my friends on the East Coast and here on the West Coast that are Democrats are disgusted with your actions. CNN's poll alone, CNN, you know, the Trump-loving network. Right, that one. Their poll showed, what was it, 41 or 44% of the people that they polled liked the speech. Thought the speech had substance, it was good, was happy with it. Right? So, you cannot say that all Dems did this. All Dems hate. All Dems, you can't do it, guys. It's not right, it's not fair. It's no more fair than when they try to do it to us and paint us with a broad brush. This Bernie Sanders surrogate might have pulled off the worst comment to like ratio in the history of Twitter. Roughly 781 people commented, while only 21 felt inclined to like the disturbing message. I think the other ones are more cowardly. Right? Because if you're commenting positively about it, you might as well like it because you're doing the same thing. Now, Tessini was slammed in the comments beneath his GOP message. He pulled it down because I guess he didn't realize how many people were not on his side, right? Now, he claims to be a CNN talking head in his Twitter bio, but the network is quick to point out that he isn't paid by them. When Fox reached out to CNN for comment, they were like, no. We have him on. He's a commentator, but he doesn't get paid by us. Same thing I do with CNN when I go on there. They don't pay me to be on there. They pay me for my non-expert opinion. My man-in-the-street opinion, right? But you look at this stuff and you have to say to yourself, you know, if this is how they think, and again, if this is how they think, I don't understand the love. I just don't understand love Trump's hate. It makes no sense to me. How do you print this stuff? How do you tell us you're above it all? How do you tell us how much better you are than we are, right, than conservatives are, because you're so much more loving, you're so much better, or betterer, or whatever word you want to use. And then these things pop up and you don't get all over them. You don't pound them out. It's really sad. I mean, again, I know great Democrats. I know wonderful people that are Democrats. They care about this country as much as I do. They have a different approach. They're not walking around with sexual stuff on them, you know, in these protests and such, right? I mean, seriously. And then you got the, oh, God. Somebody sent me this. I know I'm switching gears for a second because I can't stay on that one. I'm going to lose my mind. Miley Cyrus. They sent me a picture of Miley Cyrus. Don't do this stuff to me anymore. Not without, like, some kind of warning. You know, they blur it. And then it comes in, you know, if you decide to click on it, then it comes into view. Right? I mean, you talk about Miley Cyrus. I can't even say it. I'm looking at the picture that's throwing my whole brain off, right? Just a disgusting, evil, selfish little person. Hypocrites, liar. I mean, we can go down the whole list. When it comes to that Hollywood crowd, you can go down a whole list of how much of a hypocrites they are. What about the words in the songs about beating their women? I can't even use the words that they use. Look at, I can't use the words that they use on talk radio. Right? They can sing them, and you buy those albums and those records for your kids, and you let your kids listen to them, and I can't use those words without being fined or shut down right here on talk radio. It's disgusting. Right? She comes out on stage. Right? She comes out on stage holding a white rose at the Grammys to signify that she's in solidarity, and she wants women. She demands that women get respect. However, when she comes out on the stage, right, she's in this leather wrap-around-your-breast bra. She's got male appendages on her that are sticking out about 2 feet, okay? And I'm sorry, she wants respect for that? What she needs is a good psychiatrist, not respect. I don't even get this. And then you guys call that like freedom of expression or freedom of speech. It's beyond me. It makes absolutely no sense. And this is why I say to you on a regular basis, it's not equality you want. It's very obvious. But you guys have gotten away with it for so long. Under Barack Obama, you were able to get away with so much for so long that it's a very in-your-face scenario now. And you have absolutely no problem with it. I'm just going to beat this up. You had absolutely no problem last night not standing up for border security, not standing up for the American flag or fighting opioid abuse or the national anthem. Bonuses for American, that black unemployment is taking a nosedive, Hispanic unemployment taking a nosedive. Merit-based immigration, Jerusalem is Israel's... I mean, every one of your people said that Jerusalem was Israel's capital. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless him.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Ready, Steve? Andy?
Back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, again, on the air. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be part of the conversation that's going on there. You can head up to the website, head up to Facebook. I think we have a Facebook feed. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Just depends on Facebook. So, you can head up there as well. You can tell I'm a little fired up about last night. And the reason behind it, let's be clear, it's not because I hate the Dems. I hate those people who claim to be Americans, but couldn't find one reason to stand up and applaud. Now, I know there were a couple of moments that they begrudgingly get up and applauded. A couple of moments. But they couldn't even get up. For a human being known as Steve Scalise, there were no negative comments made ahead of time. All President Trump said was, hey, let's honor Steve Scalise, and he was there at the shooting, and he got up, and he made a great recovery, and he's back here. And they couldn't even applaud that. Right? They couldn't even applaud that. That's inhuman. Do you understand that? Do you understand the fact that a human being was gunned down for no reason, and he fought hard, and he came back, and he's alive now? And how is that bad? I mean, seriously, how is that bad? You couldn't even stand up for a human being coming back quickly. And then that little boy who put the flags on the graves, at the veterans' memorial, the graves, because nobody else was doing it. They couldn't even get up and applaud him. Right? Was it the flag part that bothered him? Was he too young? It was because he was sitting too close to Republicans? I don't quite get it. I'm kind of lost and confused. don't understand the reason. Again, this is love trumps hate, is it not? So seriously, couldn't even get up for Steve Scalise. And then Joe Kennedy. Again, I want to go back to Joe Kennedy. Is talking to us about the white power. Does he know how his grandfather got rich? Does he have a clue? His grandfather got rich by bootlegging and closing in on real estate. It was being foreclosed on people who didn't have any money. How are they for the little people? I'm confused. And then what plan did he offer? You know, you guys on the left to get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. When you get my book, what's always funny is I get emails from you going, you did a lot of, you know, complaining in there. To use another word, but I can't. You did a lot of complaining there, but you didn't give us any solutions. Okay, Joe Kennedy, you gave us a lot of complaining in there, and you didn't give us any solutions. And frankly, most of the people that were there with Joe Kennedy, they could easily take care of that whole town. Right? And to my friends, and I do have some friends, in Fall River, Massachusetts, where Joe was, you know, it's again, I just want to go back to, they made a big deal out of the fact, which I think is hilarious, they made a big deal out of the fact that Fall River was an immigrant, a city filled with immigrants. Like, we're saying it's a bad thing to be an immigrant. Well, let's square something away, because we've added a lot of new stations, all right, since I started doing the show. So, my parents are immigrants, Italian immigrants, and I am so proud and so blessed to be an American, to be born in this country, and no, not because I'm white. I don't want to hear about the white privilege stuff. I'm so tired of hearing of that, because it wasn't my white privilege that got me out of the north end of Boston. It was my hard work. It was me wanting something better for myself. I have friends from childhood that are still, and forgive me, it's probably a wonderful place now. I don't know. I haven't been there. That are still stuck in Boston, stuck in the north end of Boston. I love Boston. Don't get me wrong. But they think they can't get out because they're stuck there. They're first generation American. So they're stuck there. Well, they're not stuck there. And to my listeners on WSAR 1480 AM out of Fall River, okay, if you're here, you want a better life in America, you know, I mean, it's a shipbuilding city, right? A lot of hard workers there. Seriously, I'm not just saying that. It's a lot of hard work that goes on there. Again, I grew up in Boston. I know how my grandmother worked at the Schaffs, some of you remember, candy company. Took the old elevated trains over there, and sometimes she had to walk quite a ways in the cold. And you know how miserable Boston gets in the cold and slushy stuff. So these immigrants were hard workers, right? And if you came here the right way, because I'll explain why I'm saying that in a minute. If you came here the right way, you got your sponsored, you got your paperwork, and you did what you had to do, and you came over here, and you actually worked hard to get here. And I think, I'm not so sure, but I'm guessing that when I was a kid in those areas, they were very big. I think it was a Puerto Rican culture living there. All right? If you came here for the right reasons, because you want a better life for your family, right, you want to be covered by the rule of law. You want to be protected by the Americans. If you come here breaking the law to begin with, you already started off on the wrong foot. You've already started off in fear. You've already started off in a losing situation. Because you're hiding now. Now you're hiding. Now you have to lie about who you are. Now you may even have to get fake documents. How does that help you? No, seriously, how does that help you? And if you came here, now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying get rid of your culture. My grandparents didn't get rid of their culture. I knew all about my Italian heritage. I knew where they came from. I ate the food that they cooked in the old country, which was nothing like the food I got at restaurants. And if any of my old girlfriends are listening, the reason you didn't last was the first time you tried to cook me an Italian meal, right? First time an Irish girl tried to cook me an Italian meal, I had to look at her and go, are you out of your mind? Are you trying to cook me something better than my mother or my grandmother made? Make me one of, you should have made me one of your traditional Irish dishes. And I had a lot of Irish friends growing up. You know, one of my favorite dishes was corned beef and cabbage. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and culture was celebrated back then. Now, it's taboo. I had German friends and English friends and Irish friends and other Italian friends. And the differences were celebrated. They weren't poo-pooed. They weren't frowned upon. You weren't afraid to say anything to each other. But again, why? You know, veterans who wanted to get in last night couldn't get in. But the Democrats brought in illegals. I'm not talking about DACA people. I'm talking about illegals. Right? To prove a point. Because they're all Americans. No, you're not. You're not all Americans. You know, it's a very true statement to say, just because you break into my house and you're sitting at my kitchen table eating doesn't mean you're part of my family. You're going to be part of the local jail family really quick, but it doesn't mean you're part of my family. It's really that simple. And it's the same thing here. You want to come here for a better life? I got it. I agree with you. Ain't no better place on the planet. But if you're coming here for a better life, you're coming here to be protected by our laws, you're coming here for the right reasons, then you need to do it the right way. Don't you think? Or is that too much to ask for? Look, and if you know me, if you've listened at all, you know I'm not against immigration. Not by any stretch. I could be an idiot, wouldn't I? My family wouldn't even be here. Right? It's really that simple. I'm okay with all of that. Always fun. It's just always so fun to watch. But there are Democrats out there right now that are ashamed of their party. They're shaking their head. They can't believe the way they acted last night. Are you telling me that you couldn't get up for the fact that black unemployment's down? Whether you know, because they're working overtime right now to prove that it was all Obama that did this. But whether you're for Obama or you're for Trump or just for Americans, would it really have been that hard to get up to applaud the fact that more blacks are working? Would it have been that hard to get up to applaud the fact that more Americans will be getting money back from their taxes? Would it have been that hard? Would it have been that hard, you know, for the first time in years, maybe even decades? People got raises. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more of me after the break. I'm sure you're looking forward to that. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to everybody knows more cowbell is better. And on a call, can't hear it. But anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're always, it's a pleasure to have you with me today. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I've been talking about last night's speech. I've been talking about some of the responses today, but I'm seeing on Facebook. We are poised for civil war. I'm not begging for one. I'm not wishing for one. I'm not even saying my crystal ball says we're going to have one. But when Americans can't come together on simple things, all right, and not only can they not come together, but you're accusing the other person of being hateful and terrible and all of that, right? I mean, think about something. The Democrats couldn't get up and applaud last night for anything. Anything. Low black unemployment. Didn't get up. Why? Are they afraid that Trump would have got credit for it? As well, he deserves it. I am tired of hearing today. Oh, my God. I don't know how much crack. Can somebody, not I want you to try it, but maybe you know someone who knows. Could you tell me how much crack you have to smoke to get to the point where we're actually going to give President Obama credit for all of the, well, you can't give him credit for all these things. He didn't anything to push the American flag issue. But seriously, fighting opioid abuse, the national anthem, bonuses for Americans, low black unemployment, low Hispanic unemployment, merit-based immigration. Jerusalem is Israel's capital. I think that's hilarious. Not that we've said it, but Billy Bob Clinton said it. George Bush said it. Nobody said anything bad about it. Even Barack Obama said it. You know, the only difference is, it was all lip service before. The only difference now is President Trump, who said he was going to do, has come in and said, hey, yeah, I agree with him. It is the capital of Israel, as everybody has said. So why don't we have our embassy there like we do everywhere else? I'm just kind of curious. I don't know why. You know, why not? That's all he said. So I would love a Dem to come on and explain to me why that's so wrong, why that's so bad. Right? Does President Obama taking credit for destroying ISIS? Because I got to tell you something. Obviously, they're not totally gone. We know that. But think about it. He had all this time. He even said a couple of times you really couldn't destroy them. You could just kind of disable them or disarm them or make them less effective. Bring them back down to the JV level, apparently. Again, the economy is booming. The tax reform package has spurred over 250 companies to give bonuses. Over 3 million workers are going to get bonuses for about a grand. All right? Isn't that terrible? Can't have that happening now, right? More employee investments are coming. More jobs are protected to be created. See, I know that they've lost their mind. Their core team has lost their mind, the Democrats, all right, over the last year. But here's the deal. When you start coming in and Nancy Pelosi gets up and others agree with her in your party and says $1,000 is crumbs. Now, I think what she meant was to those companies it was crumbs. So what? Right? I'll take the crumbs off the table if it helps feed my family. And Nancy, of all people, with all the money she's got, what's she doing for her employees? Was she one of the companies that gave bonuses to their employees? Somebody needs to check that out and find out, because I don't think it was. I don't want to say it was without actually knowing, but I don't think it was, because she would have touted it, wouldn't she? Apple's bringing back $250 billion, right? As part of the $350 billion investment back into America over the next five, you know, years? No, I'm just saying. You see this stuff coming in. Right, they're going to bring 20,000 jobs with them. How is that bad? Right, President Trump spoke of good economic news and a dead silence to Democrats. He didn't move. I don't even think they blinked. Job creation is up. There's 2.4 million jobs that were created. Now, again, you know, I did this for both sides, so you can't accuse me of leaning one way or the other on this one. Government does not create jobs, people. Can we stop that? They get out of the way to allow companies to create jobs. Right? They rolled back some of the craziest, dumbest, you know, EPA rules there are and regulations. The Democrats sat on their hands when the president announced that they had defeated ISIS. Not a word. Right? Touted the unemployment rates, fighting crime. You can't unify the country. It's like a relationship. If she don't want to go out with you, doesn't matter what you do, she ain't going to go out with you. There's nothing you're going to say or do. I just hit the lottery for $100 million. He's still not going to go out with you. Well, maybe some would. Most won't. You see what I mean? And that's where this Democratic Party is. They have decided. Right? They have decided that they hate this man so much that there is absolutely nothing he's going to do that's going to turn them around. What do you think about that? Seriously. And then just before last night, I mean, they're in a bad way. They're really in a bad way. Apparently the Dems have not been able to raise money like they used to. Although I don't totally believe it. I think that they're outside sources that are taking the money because they don't trust the Dems to do what they're supposed to do with it. I think people that are supporting Democrats, they're supporting hardcore left-wing, you know, progressive Democrats. Right? And I think what's happened there is they're just sending money to a third party to make it all happen. So they don't have the kind of money they used to have. And they didn't say anything about it. Actually, my understanding is that and I don't know how true this is, but the DNC filed its report to the FEC right in the middle of the speech, or during the speech, or just before the speech. All right? They raised a little over $5 million last month, but they finished out 2017 a little over $6 million in debt. That's a big deal. Now, again, Republicans have been there, too. So I'm not going to sit here and go, ha-ha, look what we're doing, right? Or look where you're at. No, no. That doesn't help anybody. That doesn't do anything for anyone. But it is interesting to watch this happen. And mark my words, because I know the other guys aren't saying this. I'm just saying this. Just because the Dems didn't raise the money doesn't mean the money isn't there for them. Doesn't mean that somebody isn't using that money. All right? What else we got? This is kind of interesting. You know, shortly after the speech, you know, the pollsters were going nuts last night, right? One pollster says the Democrats might pay for the endless scowling during Trump's speech. You know, when there was some applause for good things. I mean, seriously. I wonder if they would have applauded if Trump would have turned around and said, you know, it's been brought to my attention 9 minutes ago, a plot to blow up this building with all y'all in it was averted by the, you know, the FBI, CIA, ABCD, EFG, whatever, and we're all safe thanks to our men in uniform. I'm not so sure they would have applauded for that. You know, they said he was unstable. They said he was dangerous. Well, that narrative the liberal media has been crafting for weeks and weeks and weeks was torpedoed in about 90 minutes last night when President Donald Trump delivered the State of the Union address. Liberals were already going, they were already going like apoplectic. Apoplectic. They're already going crazy. How's that? See that? I don't have to use the big words over it. With more than a few suggesting that no matter what he says, it's not presidential. Now, amid a tantrum came one of the most appalling displays by an opposition party in recent memory. Again, I don't know what to believe about these people. These were not the Democrats I grew up with. These are not my family members that are Democrats. They don't even like the way this went down. So I don't know. Are these a certain group, a certain speech, a certain type? I don't know. Democrats just sat there. They were silent. They were fuming. You could see that they were mad. They were upset that it wasn't Hillary up there still. We're talking about a year and a couple of months later. So instead of doing all this stuff where all you're doing is screaming and yelling and making noise and not really getting anything done, maybe you should be putting somebody together. Maybe you should be laying out a plan to take this back. And you can't take it back by just simply always saying, we're not them. They're terrible. Trump is terrible. They're killing the economy. They're hurting middle America. Right? And it doesn't look good. I don't know who Kimberly Strassel. She said, I know that these aren't happy with Trump's policies, but I can see how it is not a good look to refuse to applaud for good economy. See, so apparently, now you can say, I know what they're saying. They're saying, it's not really not a good economy. There's so many things in there that are hidden that are going to hurt the American people. Right? But how can they say that? After the screaming and the yelling and the dumb comments that they made, the ignorant comments they made on the Affordable Care Act, when they backed up the fact that it would add one dime to the bottom line. I mean, we got Obama saying that over and over and over again, and the rest of the Dems going along with it. It wouldn't add one red dime to the bottom line. Uh-huh, sure. Right? I just want you to think about that. And you can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. Remember all of that? And we found out that all of that was a lie. And they knew it was a lie. The guy who crafted it came out and said it was a lie afterward. That they knew that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Coming up, we've got David Fisher going to talk about the markets, where they're at, what happened last night, what happened today. And then David Weissman, live from Israel. I should say recorded earlier from Israel, otherwise he'd be falling asleep at this point. To talk about a piece that he wrote. But we'll get to that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much. Don't go far. You'll see the real side on GCN Live.